Hello everyone, welcome to Epically Fortnite, your daily podcast for your Fortnite daily news. I am your host, 100Gamer456, in-game name in the description, and I'm going to be bringing you the latest and greatest Fortnite news in this podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the Fortnite World Cup and Season X, the newest season, and some secrets you may not know. So without further ado, let's dive right into this. Starting off right off the bat, we have locations and, well, really there's a lot of stuff to talk about, but one thing I want to talk about first is locations and changes to current POIs. First off, the orb in Moot Lake, which is the most noticeable change, has a low gravity force field around it. If you go inside this, you can see a whole bunch of lootable loot crates and ammo boxes. And there's even crates and stuff that's really, really weird. And you could just float around. And if you go inside the orb, it's a rift. So this is a really easy place for transportation. So remember, if you got to go to a Stormeye and you're by Loot Lake, just take the rift on the orb. Next thing I want to talk about is that Dusty Divot is not Dusty Divot. It's now Dusty Depot, and time has kind of stopped because the meteor now is in the air, and you can actually land on it now and collect loot and stuff like that. Now, Neo Tilted and Mega Mall still stand. So, past POIs have returned, but some futuristic things still stand, which is very cool if you ask me. Now, when you're in the new Dusty Depot, there's one more chest area spawn that Fortnite added in. Which I don't even know yet, but I just know that there's a hidden one somewhere. Let me know in the voicemail if you have any thoughts or opinions on this. Okay, diving in the next category, we have the HUD designs. Let's jump right into it. Okay, after that brief intermission, we are looking at the newest Battle Pass, and the HUD for it is very, very futuristic themed, and we now have the opportunity to gift Battle Passes, which is very crazy in my opinion. So, I'm just gonna, but you do need to actually, you actually need to buy the battle pass if you want to gift it. At first, you can continue and do all that, but then if you hit continue after selecting your receipts, then you'll be brought to your in-game store or wherever to get your Season X Battle Pass gift voucher. Once you get this, you get a voucher allowing the gifting of the Season X Battle Pass to a friend of your choice, and you get a unique gift box for you to use when gifting items from the Battle Royale shop. Now, I don't really know what the gift box is, but I think it's just like a random color of your choice if you're gonna gift someone something. I didn't get the Battle Pass yet because I just wanna play around in Season 9 for a little while. Okay, we're also gonna start off by saying, the new item shop items, which is coming up next on Epically Fortnite. So we'll see that item shop items right after this brief message. Thank you for watching that short ad. I brought here a special guest with me. Please welcome Blazor24.
What's up, guys? Just make them on Mario Maker 2 level. Not much.
This is Fortnite, so please put away the Mario Maker. Okay. Yeah. All right, guys.
The Anarchy Agent is first on a featured items list, which is the uncommon outfit for 800 V-Bucks. Doesn't really look that good. Don't buy it.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the Uncommon Glider Chaos for 500 V-Bucks. I mean, that honestly looks better than skin. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. True.
Second thing on the featured item list, the Bandolette Rare Outfit Skin for 1,200 V-Bucks. Looks nice. I don't even know if you have enough V-Bucks to even purchase that, but if you can, I mean, it's a good skin. I like it. Moving on, we have the Machete Harvesting Tool for 500 V-Bucks, the Chopper Glider for 1,200 V-Bucks, and the Digital Grayscale Wrap for 300 V-Bucks. Moving on, we have the Signature Shuffle Emote.
This is my jam.
For 800 V-Bucks, the Studded Axe for 800 V-Bucks, again, the Spring-Loaded Emote for 500 V-Bucks, the Infiltrator Outfit for 1,200 V-Bucks, for some reason, the Glitter Emote for 500 V-Bucks.
Which nobody knows why that exists.
The Pickle Patroller for 800 V-Bucks. So, Noah, I mean, well, Blaze for 24, what do you think about this week's item shop?
It's garbage.
Yeah. Wait till next week, or next day, whatever. Thank you for joining me, Blaze for 24. We'll see you in future videos, everyone. Check out Blaze for 24, link in the description, and let's move on to the next category. This is probably the entire reason you came to this podcast episode. The Season X Battle Pass overview and look starts right now. First off, at Tier 1, we have the Catalyst and X-Lord skins. Tier 2, we get 10% XP personal boost and 30% personal XP boost for the next season. Next, we get an emoticon for the Red Knight. Tier 4, a loading screen and 100 V-Bucks. And by the way, if you want to skip all this, I'll leave a timestamp down below in the description. Emote Camo, Tier 5. At number 6, we have the Popcorn Contrail. Tier 7 is the Junk Bucket Glider. Tier 8, the Frostwing Spray. Tier 9, 10% front XP boost. Another loading screen at Tier 10. And at Tier 11, 200 V-Bucks. At Tier 12, the Final Showdown. Tier 14 is an emote, tra-la-la. Cosmic Cleavers at Tier 15. 16 is another loading screen. 17 is 10% personal XP boost. Tier 18 is skippable because it's literally nothing. The Tier 19 is 100 V-Bucks. Tier 20 is Fire versus Ice. Tier 21, Rift Lightning. 22 is a Wrap Knighted. 23, Tilted Technique. Tier 24, 10% friend XP boost. Tier 25, Popcorn Emoticon. Tier 26, Butterfly. Tier 27, V-Bucks. Tier 28, Kitsune Pet. Tier 29, Cuddle Up, which is a loading screen. Tier 30 is nothing worth talking about. Tier 31, yet another emote, which is jaywalking. Tier 32 is 10% personal XP boost. Tier 34 is 200 V-Bucks. Tier 35 is the EQ Wrap. Tier 36 is Under the Stars.
Tier 37 is the bottle flip. Tier 38 is a spiked spatula, which has 4 different customizable themes. Master Mix is a golden glider, which is pretty nice if you ask me. Alright. Tier 40, 10% XP boost. Tier 41 is a loading screen. Tier 42, V-Bucks. Tier 43, Beat Drop. Tier 44 is Cool Pepper. Tier 45, Kitsune Snowstorm Style. Tier 46 is the Blowing Bubbles emote. Tier 47, the Yonder Skin. And later on in the Battle Pass, you get a face reveal, an unmasked version of it. Tier 48 is the personal XP boost, 10%. Risky Reels, tier 49 loading screen. At tier 50, you get the classic music. So here we go. It's kind of a bit low. You can't hear it. I'll fix it at the end of the thing. Tier 51, 100 V-Bucks. Tier 52, another loading screen. Tier 53, a fancy flip. Tier 54, the unmasked version of Yonder. Tier 55, Sparkle Scythe. Tier 56 is 10% for next peepus. Tier 58, Kevin Runes. Tier 59, 100 V-Bucks. Tier 60 is the Kevin rack, which is pretty nice if you ask me. Tier 62 is a wrap of the old Tilted. Tier 63 is an emote traversal called Stride. Tier 64, 10% personal XP boost. Tier 65, Kitsune Black style. Tier 67, a overlay, which is one of the best contrails of Season 9. Tier 69. Oh, wait, Season X. Sorry. Tier 69 is 100 V-Bucks. Tier 70 is the Sparkle Supreme. Skin. Tier 71 is the Star Slot Back Bling, which is a reference to the tier 1 skin of Drift. I forgot its name. It's the Catalyst. The next tiers include, at tier 73, 10% from the XP boost. Tier 75, Sparkle Supreme Bob Cut style. 76 is 100 V-Bucks. 77, you get a glider. 78, you get a banner. 79, you get the breakneck emote. 80, you get a loading screen. Tier 81, 10% personal XP boost. Celestial contrail at 82. 83, you get 100 V-Bucks. Scavenger, you get 80 at tier 84. Scavenger wrap. At tier 87, you get the Eternal Voyager. At tier 88, it's 10% for an XP boost for you. At tier 90, you get 100 V-Bucks. Tier 91, you get Sweet Dreams music. Tier 93, you get Eternal Voyager Explorer style. Tier 94 is, again, another loading screen. Then you get a Legendary Glider at tier 95, which is the Steel Wing. Tier 96, you get 10% personal XP boost. 97, you get maximum drift. 98, you get 100 V-Bucks yet again. Tier 99, you get Yonder Crowned Edition. And then at tier 100 is the Ultima Knight with 6 different options to choose from for style. Alright. You also get a back bling named the Dragon Crest, which is both legendary. That'll be it for the Battle Pass. And I just and rolling out the outro right now. Alright guys, thank you guys for watching Epically Fortnite. I'm your host, 100Gamer, and until next time, keep being sweaty.